I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. The 2020 Downtown Eastside Heart of the City Festival is on this year, and a fascinating and necessary event, five actually, is In the Beginning, a Cultural Sharing. It's produced and presented by the Fire Hall Art Center and the Vancouver Moving Theatre. Over the five events, the storyteller, filmmaker, and performer Rosemary Georgeson and the Fire Hall's artistic producer, Donna Spencer, we'll be looking into the stories and history of the Indigenous people of the area, the place in and around Vancouver. Ms. Georgeson joins me now, and we'll talk about what to expect on Wednesday and Thursday evening at 7:30, Friday and Saturday evening at 8, and on Saturday afternoon at 3. Each performance, for lack of a better word, will feature both Rosemary and Donna with the moderator Kim Haxton, joined by Indigenous elders, artists, and knowledge keepers from the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish homelands. Their stories will feature images projected of the land and waters, as well as other historic and personal photos. This will doubtless give ticket holders at the Fire Hall, as well as online, a sense of the cultural heritage in and around Vancouver's East Side, especially Strathcona, Chinatown, Gastown, and Powell Street. Visit firehallartcenter.ca for tickets and information. There is a special ticket price of $15 for members of the Downtown Eastside community. Single tickets are $20, and a five-pack is $90. Visit Rosemary's own website at rosemarygeorgeson.wordpress.com for more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Rosemary Georgeson. Ms. Georgeson, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for asking me to share here today.
This idea of sharing, I find that just fascinating, and it's also important because I think the erasure of Indigenous voices in the telling of the history of this place has happened over the years and is happening still. It's such a disservice, isn't it, to our idea of being, say, a citizen or being part of this place, isn't it?
I feel it is. I think that was what was driving me forward to look at creating these series of events, is the erasure of our voices here.
Yeah. This idea of sharing, though, I mean, if we don't know our past, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but I mean, that idea of not knowing our past, we're doomed to repeat it. I mean, it's more important than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yes. You know, I was having a discussion yesterday with Kim Haxton, who will be moderating these events, mm-hmm. and Donna Spencer, who I'm collaborating with at the Fire Hall Arts Center on this series of events. And it's, you know, our stories are here. They're on this land that we call Canada, and the water surrounding it, and they're embedded into the land. We're part of the land, our stories. And other stories keep coming in, and they're on top of ours, and ours keep getting pushed deeper down and less heard. I don't know if being less heard is the right way to say it, but ours just keep getting pushed deeper and deeper as more stories are piled on top of them. Those stories aren't always the reality or the truth of the first stories.
Yeah.
And this, to me, it feels like we are opening up. In Kimmy's words, we're kind of aerating Mother Earth to help our stories live.
That's a great way to put it, because I think history, I think, and how we lead our lives, I mean, that's nature itself, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. This idea that understanding our history, I think, is important because I feel that understanding the stories of this land is another great way on the path of reconciliation.
Yes. You know, I was also speaking about that yesterday a little bit. Reconciliation, it's such a huge, unwieldy word.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you look at it, how the context it's being used in. I don't think the political world really has a full idea of how to do this sometimes. It's a big word that gets used a lot. But what I do know is that reconciliation, how I see it, comes from a very grassroots level. It's we're doing the work. We're making space for moments like this to happen. In the beginning, cultural sharing, you know, we're opening up those doors to make them happen.
And it's important as well in terms of where it's happening, specifically the Fire Hall Arts Center, I mean the downtown east side. You know, that's the heart of the city.
Yes.
I mean, I just noticed that it's also the name of the festival. What do you think is gained by people in that part of the world, in that part of the city, in terms of when an event like this happens there? I mean, it just seems like the ideal place to start a conversation, say.
Well, you know, we're starting this conversation in what is known as Canada's poorest postal code. You know, you've heard stories over the years, I'm sure, since contact about the east side. And then to know that that place, that we were all there, like my family stories go back to that place. So many stories go into that land, and that there's only, you know, people see it in one way, not knowing the history of it. I think it's important that people know the history of what was there, who we were before all these other stories came in and started landing on top of our stories and pressing us deeper down to the point where our stories aren't heard. And working on a project like this with Donna, you know, when we first went into it, where were our stories in the original piece that we started working on? And helping to be part of that and sharing in that and realizing that our stories weren't there. And it was, you know, I just got to play myself in the first round of this last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped into it in places where things were coming up that were making me angry, that there was no stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you mentioned last year's productions. And I hate to use that word productions because they're not really shows per se, are they?
No. I'm calling them a series of events of cultural sharing because it's nothing is scripted.
Yeah.
So it's far from a regular performance. It's people, these amazing people who have agreed to be part of these series of events, these evenings, afternoons of sharing, are coming in sharing their own stories, their own voices. They're bringing so much to it. I can't script what they want to say. That's not my place to do that. It's not. And the idea of writing something was so overwhelming to Donna and I because these stories haven't been heard.
Right. What can people expect at these events, and who might they expect? Who might they see?
Who might they see? Well, they're going to see a vast array of people from artists, performers, playwrights, singers, cultural knowledge keepers, activists, chiefs, lawyers. It's a vast array of people. Who share in so much knowledge. Where first night is people from over the mountains. Renai Morisseau, Margot Kane, Curtis Haneke. The next night is people from across the water and upriver. Woody Morrison, Ronnie Dean Harris, and Kat Norris. Elder in Residence for the Heart of the City Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third night is people from Musqueam, people of the River Grass, Halimia Sparrow, Christy Lee Charles. Then we have Slaywatooth on Saturday afternoon. Chief Leah Wilson and Elder Carlene Thomas. Then in the evening we have Squamish, and that is Bob Baker, Wes Nahaney, and Tracy Williams.
What was it like for you, Rosemary, when you approached these people in terms of asking them to participate? I mean, was that something that they were willing to do right away? Say,
yeah, they all thought that it sounded pretty interesting. You know,
yeah.
The way I was explaining it to them. You know, this is our stories. These are your stories to tell. It's not mine. It's not anyone else's.
Yeah.
And I got a great response.
And for people listening to this, there are five events, Wednesday and Thursday night, Friday and Saturday night, and, of course, Saturday afternoon. They're all different, so you can get tickets to each of the five. And then there's a five pack. So if you want to go see all of them, which now that you mentioned all these names, I mean, it seems like a no-brainer that one would want to go to all five. They can get those from firehallartcenter.ca for $90. There's also a reduced rate for people of the Downtown East Side for community members there. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then that's important to take down that barrier for people in that part of the city as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that, you know, people will check out the online streaming of it.
Right.
There's ways for people to hear it. We're, you know, because of COVID, we have to be careful how many people are in the theater. We have everyone spaced appropriately on stage. There is other opportunities outside of being in the theater to stream it at home yourself, and that can be found on the websites either for the Fire Hall Arts Center or Heart of the City Festival.
Yeah, it's such a an important thing to do, especially now. Not only to learn our history, say, but to come together and there's a great opportunity in person there at the fire hall or online, of course, to do that. By the way, you mentioned last year's events. The response to that, I mean, that must have been very good in terms of that they're doing this again, say.
Yeah, you know, we had, it was just a rough, it was in progress,
uh-huh.
What we were doing, and because we hadn't really quite figured out where we were going or what we could do with this. Like I said, it's such a huge, huge piece. And how do you create something that isn't kind of cliche? One of the things we came up against last year when we were doing this was, you know, how do we find the stories of the people, First Peoples in the East Side, without, and to put it into a theatrical performance without being cliche. It was hard because it's such a, there's so much more to it. And any more things that reiterate, we're going to study you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
And
That was just not, it's been done to death. Don't want to do that, don't want to go there. And these people sharing their stories of their, why Vancouver is their home, what keeps bringing us back here to the land that was, who was there before, how that land was shared before contact. All of this, these are stories that aren't out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're not very well known. What brings us to the east side from over the mountains? Why do we call it home? How did we find our place there?
You mentioned
so many other things.
Yeah.
It was too large to go into a theatrical performance.
Yeah, you mentioned a moment ago about doing this last year and how it frustrated you, how it got you even angry at some points in terms of how much we don't know. And I was going to ask you how can we make it better, but in the beginning, I mean, is a perfect way to start, isn't it?
It feels right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I hope that what people take away with it is the chance for them to look deeper into this place they call home.
Indeed, indeed. Rosemary, these are obviously busy days for you as you're preparing for November 4th to the 7th. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today, and I know it's not a show, but break a leg nonetheless.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joseph.
The websites for more, fireholeartcenter.ca for tickets to In the Beginning, a cultural sharing that begins this Wednesday, and of course rosemarygeorgeson.wordpress.com. Rosemary Georgeson joined me on the line from Delta in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantum.